Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Tom Vaughn, and in this show we're going to discuss Pearl. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question box below. Alright, let's get started. What is Pearl? Pearl is a general-purpose language, originally developed for text manipulation, and now it's used for a wide range of different tasks, including web development, system administration, network programming, GUI development, database interfaces, and more. The language is intended to be practical rather than elegant. Its major features are that it's easy to use, it supports procedural and the object-oriented programming approach, and it has a powerful built-in support for text processing through regular expressions. And it has one of the largest impressive collections of modules in the CPAN repository. Script, or is it a Perl program? Larry Wall defines the answer to be, scripts are what you give to the actors, programs are what you give to the audience. He said he didn't care what you called it as long as you used it. So, interchangeably, I'll be using the word script or program to mean the Perl program you've written. A Perl script is one or more statements. Statements are simply written in a script in a straightforward fashion. There's no reason to have a main function. Perl statements end in a semicolon. Comments start with a hash symbol and run to the end of the line. White space is irrelevant unless it's inside quoted strings. Double quotes or single quotes may be used around literal strings, but only double quotes allow interpolation of variables and special characters. Numbers don't need quotes around them. You can use parentheses for functions, or you can omit them according to your personal taste. They're only required occasionally to clarify issues of precedence. Perl has three main variable types: scalars, arrays, and hashes, previously referred to as associative arrays. Scalar values can be strings, characters, integers, or floating point numbers. Perl will automatically convert between them as required. There is no need for declaration of variable types, but you may have to declare them using a my keyword the first time you use them. This is only required if you use the pragma use strict. Scalar variables always begin with a dollar sign. The variable name can be a combination of alphanumeric characters or the underscore. The variable can't begin with a number, it must be a letter. Perl variables are case sensitive. So an uppercase variable called name and a lowercase variable called name are two separate and distinct variables. The next data type is arrays. An array represents a list of some values. Arrays are always zero indexed. To access a particular member of an array, we use the square bracket syntax with the index of the value we wish to reference. Remember, arrays are zero indexed. Array variable names always begin with an @ when you're referencing the entire array. The next data type is a hash or an associative array. A hash represents a set of key value pairs. You can use white space to lay them out nicely when you create them. and you use the curly braces rather than the square brackets to reference an element inside a hash. There are also functions called keys and values that allow us to return a particular key or value from a hash. Hashes have no particular internal order. They can be stored any way the operating system chooses. You can sort them through a loop, but their storage will be implementation dependent. Hash variables begin with the percent sign. The percent sign precedes hash variables. Perl has most of the usual conditional and looping constructs. The condition can be any Perl expression. There's an if statement. There's also a negated version of it called unless. There's a while loop. There's also a negated version of that called the until loop. There's a for loop that works exactly as the for loop in the C programming language. There's a for each loop that works similarly to the C shell for loop. Perl also comes with a rich set of built-in operators and functions for arithmetic, numeric, and string comparison, as well as Boolean logic operators. Regular expressions in Perl are well supported and allow you to search in a method rather than a fixed string, but in what I like to refer to as fuzzy logic. You can do simple matching. You can do simple substitution. You can do complex regular expressions that allow you to match a pattern that looks kind of like something. You can remember the characters that matched your regular expression and reuse them elsewhere in your Perl script. One of the most powerful mechanisms that you can learn to make your job easier is regular expressions. It will take some time to be master, but it's well worth the time. Perl has many built-in subroutines, allowing for you to more easily write your scripts and not reinvent the wheel. But if necessary, Perl supports writing of user-based subroutines that can be reused within your script and saved and used in other scripts at another time. Object-oriented Perl is relatively simple and is implemented using references. This is largely beyond the scope of this first class in Perl, and as a beginning Perl programmer, more commonly, you will be using object-oriented Perl through third-party modules that you've downloaded from CPAN. Perl modules provide a range of features to help you avoid reinventing that wheel, that proverbial wheel, and can be downloaded from CPAN, the Comprehensive Perl Archive Network, at www.cpan.org. A number of popular modules are included in the Perl distribution itself. Modules are categorized from text manipulation to network products, email interfaces, FTP, SSL. A categorized list of modules is available from CPAN. To learn how to install modules from CPAN, you could read the Perl Mod Install document. Who supports Perl? Who develops it? Why is it free? These are some of the questions you may have. To help answer these questions, we'll refer to the Perl FAQ, the Frequently Asked Questions. The original culture of the pre-populous internet and the deeply held beliefs of Perl's author, Larry Wall, gave rise to the free and open distribution policy of Perl. Perl is supported by its users, the core, the standard Perl library, and the optional modules, and the documentation were all written by volunteers. In particular, the core development team, known as the Perl Porters, are committed to producing better software for free than you can hope to purchase for money. You may snoop on pending developments via the archives at http://www.xray.mpe.mpg.de/mailing-list-perl5-porters/ and http://archive.developer.com/perl5-porters@perl.org or the news gateway nntp://nntp.perl.org/perl.perl5.porters or its web interface at http://nntp.perl.org/group/perl.perl5.porters. You can subscribe to the mailing list by sending perl5-porters-request@perl.org, a subscription request. An empty message with no subject is fine. While GNU, the GNU project, installs Perl in its distribution, there is no such thing as a GNU Perl. Perl is not produced nor maintained by the Free Software Foundation. Perl's licensing terms are also more open than GNU's software tends to be. You can get commercial support of Perl if you wish, although for most users, the informal support will more than suffice. What version of Perl should I use? There's often a matter of opinion and taste, and there isn't any one answer that fits everyone. In general, you want to use either the current stable release or the stable release immediately prior to that one. Currently, those are Perl 5.10x and Perl 5.8x. The X's would take the place of subversion updates. Beyond that, you have to consider several things and decide which is best for you. If things aren't broken, upgrading Perl may break them, or at least issue new warnings. The latest versions of Perl have more bug fixes. The Perl community is geared towards supporting the most recent releases, so you'll have an easier time finding help for those. Versions prior to Perl 5.004 had serious security problems with buffer overflows, and in some cases have cert advisories. The latest versions are probably the least deployed and widely tested. so you may want to wait a few months after their release and see what problems others have if you are risk adverse. The immediate previous releases, that's Perl 5.8 and its subversions, are usually maintained for a while, although not at the same level as current releases. No one is actively supporting Perl 4. There is no Perl 6 release scheduled, but it will be available when it's ready. Stay tuned, but don't worry that you'll have to change major versions of Perl. No one is going to take away Perl 5 from you. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search for GoGo Radio Archive for Tom Vaughn. If there is a show you'd like for me to do, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.